The Yukon Quest wrapped up over the weekend as the final musher came in and the race awards banquet was held. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
This year's Yukon Quest was dominated by extreme weather. Champion and Rookie of the Year Dallas Seavey says he's lucky, but that he's also very excited to have finally won a sled dog race after mushing his whole life.
Happy how things turned out placement-wise. You know, like I've said, our more conservative early schedule that was really based around training than an Iditarod team turned into an ideal racing schedule with these adverse conditions.
Second place finisher Sebastian Schnula usually hopes for bad weather because he says it's what makes him competitive. But at the banquet, he said his attitude may have changed.
I will never wish for bad weather ever again. I learned my lesson on that one.
Most of the mushers at the Finnish banquet shared Schnula's opinion, including third place finisher Ken Anderson.
It's going to take some memory loss to want to do it that the same way. But I learned a lot.
Some of the more candid words came from Toke musher Hugh Neff, who led the race until a windstorm on Eagle Summit ended his run. He says he will first and foremost always be a Quest musher, but he also says the race itself may have to change.
Oh, I'll do this race for the rest of my life. I just don't know if I'll ever come this way because I don't really believe in making dogs go over Eagle Summit like this. I don't think it's right. The Quest wants to think it's the toughest race in the world, and Maybe being tough is being stupid, and it's a wake-up call for all of us to make this as safe a race as possible, as well as a challenging race, but it should be as safe. And I think the people in charge really need to make an extra effort to do their best to enable that mushers and dogs can make it safely down the trail.
Neff lost a dog during his ordeal on Eagle Summit. He says money donated to his kennel from the National Education Association of Alaska will go towards animal care at both the Fairbanks and Whitehorse animal shelters. The Veterinarian's Choice Award, given for the most outstanding dog care this year, was presented to Mike Ellis and his wife, Sue. Ellis says he works hard to make sure his purebred Siberian Huskies are healthy and happy.
I think my dog care is getting better. I really always strive to do better tomorrow than I did yesterday.
Race marshal Hans Utley had no difficulty presenting Wasilla musher Kelly Griffin with the Challenge of the North Award. Griffin says she can't imagine living any other way than by the code of the North.
I have to, yeah. And I like to, yeah, because it's what goes around, comes around, and all that good stuff. And, yeah, it's just it's a natural thing, isn't it? You don't even think about it. It's the way things are.
A new award was given at this year's banquet, the Silver Legacy Award, in honor of Brent Sass's leader, Silver, who has led at least four teams to safety during his career. Sass was presented with a portrait, and Silver was given a steak dinner and a giant bowl filled with dog treats. Sass calls Silver the heart and soul of his kennel.
It was a great run. Silver has been amazing for his fifth Quest, and that's been one of the highlights for sure, seeing him just thrive once again.
The evening ended with the arrival of Canadian musher Hank DeBruin and his nine Siberian Huskies, who crossed the finish line in time to claim the Red Lantern from race director Marty Story.
Congratulations.
I'll tell you guys, I hid in the bush for 2 days just to be last, eh?
25 mushers left Whitehorse and headed for Fairbanks this year. Nearly 2 weeks later, grueling trail conditions had tested even the toughest mushers, and only 13 teams crossed the finish line in this, the 28th annual Yukon Quest. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.